What do Moses, Carmen Miranda, the Mona Lisa, and Babe Ruth have in common?
When we translate into a duck, they are amazingly cute.
Craig Wolf is the president and creator of Celebriducks. For the last 5 years, he and his daughter, Rebecca, have put famous faces on floating, squeaking bodies. It started out as an underground phenomenon. Then, the Philadelphia 76ers asked Wolf to make a duck in the likeness of basketball player Allen Iverson.
The company changed overnight. Where we've been selling maybe, I'd say, oh my gosh, a few thousand a year, all of a sudden we were getting into hundreds of thousands a year. I mean, it just changed dramatically.
In sports stadiums where bobbleheads, beanie babies, and Pez dispensers once ruled, Celebriducks have become the promotional giveaway of choice. And Wolf expects his product to remain popular long after bobbleheads have been forgotten.
Think about rubber ducks. They've been a particular American art form, the rubber duck, like jazz.
But rubber duck makers have to deal with challenges that Miles Davis never imagined.
We had to engineer to get a duck that was smaller, softer, could squeak, could float if you drop it off a bridge, could pop upright. It took us years to put all those pieces together.
Then there's the task of making a duck look like a real person.
With a duck, the mouth and the nose are the same. So that's the trickiest part of it right there.
So far, Wolf says he hasn't heard of any celebrities complaining about their Celebriduck likenesses.
I used to read about this all the time with the bobbleheads, where the celebrities would be complaining about the way they looked as a player. But maybe that's one part of the thing, is rubber ducks, just in and of themselves, are cute.
Wolf's ducks make regular appearances on eBay. He says there's an amazing number of people out there who collect them.
You would never believe it until you start a rubber duck company and they start contacting you. People have collections of hundreds and hundreds.
Recent duck creations include the Osborne family and the rock band Kiss. Next, Wolf hopes to expand his line of religious ducks to include Buddha and maybe the Pope. Satan is expected in stores next fall.